היום יום
ראשון
לשבת. Which means two things. Firstly, on almost all Yom Rishon, there is Kol Yom Rishon. Beautiful program, which it's my zechus, my privilege to be involved in, and I'm sure it's more your privilege to come and dedicate time on Sunday mornings to learn beautiful Torah of Hashem. But also, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, or Sheni, or Shlishi, or Revi, reminds us that in the days of old, we were privileged to have a Beis HaMikdash with a Karban Tamid that was not only a Karban brought every single day, but was accompanied with Shira, with the gorgeous symphony of the Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the words we say in the Shir Shalom every morning are a bit perplexing. Hayom Yom, whatever day it is for Shabbos, Shibo Hayu HaLevium Omrim, they used to say. In reality, they sang their musical instruments, there was vocals, it was a beautiful experience, I'm sure, to see the Karban Tamid brought and hear the songs of the Levium. Ay, al zed of Elivenu. Unfortunately, we're not privileged to have the Levium sing songs in the Beis HaMikdash to witness the melodies of this Shir Shel Yom. And therefore, the Gemara in Gittin presumes that since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it is categorically prohibited to be involved in music. The Gemara, in the first source, presumes as a basic presumption that music is prohibited. It doesn't even ask, is music prohibited? It presumes absolutely music is prohibited. The question is, where did that come from? Let's see the Gemara, the first source in front of us. Although you don't have sources, please make sure to avail yourselves of sources in the front. Source 1. Shalchu leil mar okva. They asked mar okva a question. Imra minalan da'asr. How do we know that music is prohibited? Look at the interesting language. It's not, is music asr? We know it's asr. No one's listening to music. The question is everyone now in the days of the Gemara is not listening to music. But why? How do we know it's prohibited? But it's axiomatic, you cannot listen to music. Sir Tate, because of Lahuli, prepared the paper and Marukva responded to them. From Apostle Ben Hoshea, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amim. Don't rejoice, Jewish people, while you're among the nations. The Gemara understands that to mean while we're among the nations in Galus, we should not be permitted to have the joy of music at all. Gemara asks, why bring a pasuk from Hoshea, from Treyasar, bring a pasuk from earlier? The Lishlach Humehacha. Why doesn't the Gemara quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu? Bashir, well, Yishtu Yayin. With song they should not drink wine. Yemar Shechar Lishosav. Shechar. Fermented beverages should become bitter to those that drink it. Says the Gemara, Imeahu, if we would have wrote the second pasuk, Havamina, Hani Mili, Zirma de Mana. That's restricted to musical instruments. Mana meaning a kli. The prohibition is only musical instruments. Abo de Puma, Puma means mouth. No relation to a South African cat, same name. Puma, Shari. Puma is mouth is permissible. Kamash Malan, they're both prohibited. Says the Gemara. The two psukim tell us that music is prohibited no matter what, whether it's vocals. Just vocals, just a cappella, just the human voice, de puma, or de mana, music which is made by musical instruments. End of the Gemara. No man ever that disagrees, no discussion. The Gemara says, absolutely, categorically, all types of music are prohibited once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Of course, looking at this Gemara leads us very perplexed. Not only did I have the privilege of living in Washington Heights for a decade, in which I often was privileged to go to Breuer's, where I think more than perhaps any other shul in the frum world brings together the beauty of a choir and davening, which seems to be prohibited from the Gemara. Zimra, you cannot sing, that's it, prohibited. But leaving that aside, what about the fact many people go to kosher, so-called religious concerts, people listen to music on the radio, people listen to music on iPhones, iPads, iPods. According to the Gemara, it seems this is absolutely usher. Regardless of the lyrics, regardless of the motivation, regardless of the goals, music is usher. Zeichel v'chulban. End quote of the Gemara. L'matzinu, yadeinu v'ragleinu. We're left perplexed as to how we conduct ourselves nowadays. As we go through the shir today, we'll see how the Rishonim and then the Postim discuss the Gemara and try to explain, based upon what they're saying, halach l'maisa.
So
the Gemara says, Havamina, I would have thought Bapuma is Shari, but it seems the Gemara is saying, that's only had I one pasuk. But once I have two psukim, it's automatically prohibited. Of course, for a Chazan Hess, that would be a problem. So we'll have to try to see how a person is allowed to sing. So Sir Rashi says, Rashi of course limits the Gemara. Rashi says, pasuk 2. Zimra, says Rashi, the only intent of the Gemara is l'sharer the Beis HaMishtovs. To sing in a place of party, Beis HaMishta, bar. You can imagine the stereotypes of a German bar. You have a big keg of beer that's frothing over, people fill it, and then you have beer songs, and they start singing. That's already inappropriate. That's Beis HaMishtovs. In a place where they're partying, you shouldn't have songs. So according to Rashi, we have a Shemen Shkula. Rashi seems to say the only problem is together with a suda or with wine, perhaps with schnapps. Maybe the Purim suda might be a problem according to what we've seen in Rashi so far. Maybe a wedding. But Rashi severely limits the Gemara. It's only Bidei Samish Toast in a place of party or a place where you're drinking. Tosus quotes Rashi in source 3. Tosus Afanart in the Gemara says, Tosus Perish Bekuntris, Lusharer Bidei Samish Toast, to sing in a place of parties. But this Tosa, I'll tell you something else. I'm going to add a chumra to Rashi. It's not only in a place of parties, but this Tosa, skipping to the bold, one should also be prohibited in any situation, David Kaim, that he wakes up, the dumbeth, and he goes to sleep, the zimra. Shemis anev biyoser. If it's part of your normal routine, part of the way you do things all the time, that itself is prohibited. So Tosa's are adding a tremendous chumra. Not only is it in a place of parties, but in any situation where it's part of your normal routine. Perhaps if it's part of your clock radio in the morning and night, says Tosus, that's a problem. If it's part of your normal routine. Singing, if it's part of your routine, is a problem. But says Tosus, even though it's true, here we can defend Breuer's and many other situations. Bishir Shal Mitzvah, Shari.
Purim.
For sure, Purim. Tosus says, what's Shir Shal Mitzvah? Kigon Bishas Chupa, Shosun Samechas Mechal. Such as at a wedding, we never had weddings that they didn't have music, says Tosfos. And Rav Moshe Feitzen, we'll see later, says Tosfos is a very important word. Tosfos says kidon. What does kidon mean? For example, one of the many examples of mitzvah is a wedding. But Purim Suda, and perhaps during davening situations where it's l'shem mitzvah, that's mutter. So we have two very important kulas that the Rishonim are telling us. Number one, says Rashi, Beis HaMishtos, only a place of parties. And says Tosus also for a place of mitzvah. But Tosus throws in a tremendous chumr as well. Says Tosus, as long as it's part of your normal schedule, ka'im v'damich, as long as you go to sleep and wake up with music, it's part of your normal schedule, that's a problem. Which leads us to wonder, what does that mean exactly? Nowadays, it might not be part of your normal schedule waking up and going to sleep, but I think perhaps more than any generation, music is at the touch of our fingers. You can listen to music all the time. Anytime you get into the car, anytime you're exercising, anytime you want to just listen, pass the time, listen to music. So perhaps one might argue, we are out Tosus and Tosus. We are more than ever in a situation where Kaim V'damich, it's part of our normal routine, part of our normal schedule. Would Tosus then say that we should not listen to music? Well, Tosus, the Gemara really talks about Zimra being usur, being prohibited. It doesn't really say specifically playing it or singing it. It seems to say it's a categorical imperative one cannot be involved in music.
He uses the word v'yoser.
Good, that's true. So I might argue that Beyoser might be that in a situation where a person is nowadays so involved in music, it might even be more Beyoser than even the days of Tosos. But let's see what the Rishonim say. And the Rambam seems to give us a Chumrah, which might lead to a Kula. The Rambam rejects Rashi, rejects Tosfos, says the Rambam, v'chein gazru, in the bold, shelo nagein b'tchoi shir. Don't play music. That's it. And then says the Rambam, next line in the bold, shira b'peh ala yayin asur. We have no music, and songs that are just vocals with wine. Rambam doesn't talk about schedule. Rambam says all music, if it's with the musical instrument, is prohibited. That's it. Doesn't say anything about certain leniencies. So according to the Rambam, we don't need Misanet Beyoser. We have absolute prohibition of listening or playing musical instruments. The Rambam does have a leniency as far as vocals. Vocals is only concerned if it's something which is with wine. Then the Rambam does quote, but for another call Yisrael, there is a minhag in Klal Yisrael to say divrei shiros to shpachos or shir shalados lekel al yayin. Even the Rambam says that if you're saying praise to God on wine, that's prohibited, that's permissible. Which means even the Rambam would say Purim Suda or a situation where having a Shabbos meal with wine and miros, that's okay. So according to Rambam, the peh vocals al yayin is a problem unless it's to Hashem, but musical instruments always prohibited, always. So says the Rambam. Before we see Halach Lamaisa, one more point in the Rishonim is that there's a presumption we have, which is almost always true, that almost every psak in the Rambam has original source earlier. Where does almost every psak in the Rambam come from? The Rif. Seldom does the Rambam disagree with the Rif. And the Rif in source 5 quotes almost verbatim what the Rambam says, but adds a few words. Says the Rif, Perish Gon. A Gon, who we'll see later, tells us this idea. A Gon says, in bold, Divrei Shiros Tushbachos, words of praise to Hashem, are always permissible. So, the Rambam, in which, the Rambam that explains that you're allowed to listen to music, that is, vocals, if it's praise to Hashem, seems to come from the Rif, from a Gon. We'll see more about that later. But just let's review in this foundation of what we've seen so far. Gemara says music was always prohibited. That's the Gemara. Says Rashi, no, the whole Gemara is referring to at a party. Says Tosfos, it's true in any situation where you're going to be used to it. And the Rambam says it's always prohibited with musical instruments. The Rambam is still lenient as far as vocals if it's not with wine. If you're a Rambam person, the chances of you going to a concert would be pretty small. Most of Klal Yisrael, it's not usually passed in Halachas from the Rambam. How do we pass it in? Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Prepare to be surprised. Says the Shulchan Aruch, moving to category Beis, source 6. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is not some sort of book of Chumras, this is not some sort of minority opinion, this is flat out Shulchan Aruch, black on white, or whatever color the page of your Shulchan Aruch is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein Gazru, Shelo Nagein B'tchoi Shir. It is prohibited to play musical instruments or to listen to them. That's it. Shulchan Aruch pastens like the Rambam. Don't bother buying tickets for the Philharmonic, because you can't go. According to the Rambam, if you had a choice, either eat ham or go to the Philharmonic, both the same. Not really, of course. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanon, perhaps. But the Rambam seems to say it's prohibited. And Shulchan Aruch passes this way. So Shulchan Aruch. Again, there's not some sort of minority opinion. Shulchan Aruch says no music, no musical instruments.
He follows the Rambam like he used
to. Yes, follows the Rambam. Like often. Yeah. Exactly. But it's just interesting. It's not just the Rambam. This is absolutely Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, that's it, no music. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, Afil shir b'peh alayayin. And if it's going to be voltals, it's going to be prohibited on wine. In Yeshiva University, we're often proud of the Maccabees. Maccabees is an a cappella musical group that made it famous on YouTube, and in general is different times they're either associated with YU or not associated with YU, but the Maccabees is a cappella. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, they're permitted, it's only vocals, but if the Maccabees would be hired for your simcha and be at your Shabbos tish, let's say, and have wine and Maccabees, then it might be a problem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, depends. If it's praise to Hashem, smiros, like one would argue, might be at every Shabbos meal, that's permissible. So, if a person, let's say, hires, you really enjoy classical music, or you would say you enjoy 50s or 60s music, which has words. You hire an a cappella group to sing 50s music, presuming the lyrics are totally appropriate, and you have some wine there at the table, according to Shulchan Aruch, that's prohibited. You can't have vocals and people singing vocals and wine together. Halacha l'maaseh. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it seems concerts are prohibited for everyone. Vocals are prohibited with wine. The only leniency is if it's to praise Hashem, then Chazal did not prohibit it. Quite striking. To me, this sounds striking. Shulchan Aruch says no concerts. Opera might be permissible. Depends if the opera is really vocals or the opera is going to be music, but opera usually has other halakhic problems that are going to be associated with it. So we're really off the creek without a paddle, it sounds like, for people such as Shweki, Avram Fried, Mordechai Ben David, Lipa Schmelzer, names that might be familiar from the Jewish music scene. It seems like the two words are diametrically opposed. There's no such thing as Jewish music, because there's no business. You can't have it. You can't have concerts. So says Shulchan Aruch. Let's please hold up on questions till afterwards. Luckily, we just read questions for Shalach a few weeks ago. Rav Adi Yosef, who of course was a Sephardi, who often passes like Maran, like the Beit Yosef, refers to Klal Yisrael, their Ashkenazim, as Lachenu B'nei Yisrael HaYotzim B'Yad Rama. Pun. Yotzim B'Yad Rama. Often we rely on the Rama. So, most people here, I presume, are Ashkenazim. I happen to be of the Ashkenazic descent. So Ashkenazim have a little bit easier. We're Yotzim B'Yad Rama. We rely on the Rama. Says the Rama in Source 7. Oh. Kimlan, we all like Tosfos. Yesh Omrim, Davka Mishiragu Behem. Our concern is only if you're used to it. Only if you do it as part of your normal routine. So according to the Rama, it sounds like, if you go to a concert once in a while, as long as you don't have a season's ticket to the New York Philharmonic, perhaps it's okay. Because the Rama says, Dafka mi sheragil behem, only if it's part of your normal routine, only if you're used to it all the time. This is a stark contrast to the Shulchan Aruch. Phew. So if Ashkenazim, at least we could have people that are going to have Jewish music concerts, perhaps. Sounds like there's what to rely on. The Rama also adds, Beis HaMishkeh, if it's at a party, it's inappropriate. And to the best of my knowledge, there are some local vadim that will not give hashgacha to a restaurant if they're going to have live music playing at the time they're going to serve meals, because of this Rama. The Rama is machmir, Beis HaMishkeh, at a place they're going to serve alcoholic beverages and meals and have live music, they're machmir. So the question in general is it a vad harabanim's job to certify the entire situation of the establishment? Is their job just to talk about the food or to talk about the conditions? Discussion way beyond our points right now, but it's an interesting idea based on this Rama. Halacha l'maisa. The Rama does say that it's only radial, but if you go back to what we said before, radial means it's part of your normal routine. One might argue nowadays that we listen to music all the time. Go into the car, turn on the ignition, the music comes on. Maybe you don't need tickets to the Philharmonic. It's part of our normal routine. It's prohibited for all of us to listen to music. We'll have to see. Rama does say l'tzorach mitzvah. Rama also is tzorach mitzvah. For any purpose of mitzvah, it's permissible. So let's just summarize what we've seen so far. We've seen basically Gemara and Rishonim, but halacha maaseh pasul in the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it is prohibited to listen to all types of musical instruments. Vocals only prohibited when it's with wine. Rama says it's only prohibited to listen to musical instruments if you're used to it. I'm suggesting, and I hope you join me in this at least considering this possibility, that nowadays in such a generation which is so technologically advanced, music is at our fingertips, perhaps we're all considered used to music because it's so easy and it's something which we can do very, very simply. Which would mean, in theory, even according to Ramah, we cannot listen to any music. What do we do? I'm not saying that you have to join me saying Halacha Maisa, we're going to leave here not listening to music, but what we've seen so far should perhaps result in the fact that music is going to be prohibited. Not only that, but it seems to be a psach none other than Rabban Shel Chovanei Hagdola, Maran Reb Moshe Feinstein. A yeshiva prides herself in being a yeshiva which produces stellar talmidim, both that go into the rabbinate, go into Arbat Torah directly, and those that go into all different fields. Now, some of you, I'm sure, can relate to the fact that you might think back to fun, if you're an alumnus of yeshiva, think back to your fun days of Torah and yeshiva, then you went on to other fields that are not necessarily considered Harbat Torah in its most narrow sense. There's a very special alumnus of our yeshiva who named Dr. Melech Press. Dr. Melech Press is a psychologist, known mental health professional. He's the father-in-law of Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, who's on the faculty here. And Dr. Press, when he was many, many years ago, probably when he was a Talmud in Yeshiva, he wrote a shaila to Moshe Feinstein. What's the din? Listening to music. Now, frankly, it's one of those shailas you wish was never asked, because Rav Moshe doesn't have such a great psak, lahachal. Had he not, this the only, to best of my knowledge, there's only one and another tshuva about music. So had Rav Moshe, had Dr. Press not asked Rav Moshe about it, then we wouldn't have any psak from Rav Moshe about it. Now that it's on the books, we have to do what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe comes out lesser. Says Rav Moshe, it's very surprising Rav Moshe. Dr. Press told me he still has the Ksav Yad, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that I think this was in the 60s. Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva to Dr. Press. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Aruch Chaim Chel Gal, you see how early it was. This is the first volume of Idris Moshe, Aruch Chaim. Hayotzi Mizeh, after Rav Moshe has a whole shtuk Torah, he says, Halacha Maisa, Dibapuma, if it's musical, Ein Lesser, Shalom Vesa Mishka. It's only prohibited if it's in a party, with music, with wine, Umishin Aradil, or if you're not used to it. Then it's permissible.
Puma means vocals.
Puma means vocals. Vocals. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the only time you're prohibited, says Rav Moshe, number one, is if it's in a situation where it's with a party, and if you're used to it. But if you're not used to it, then permissible, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And if it's not a party, permissible. But, turn the page, if you're there, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Vizimra Demana, in a with a musical instrument, Asur b'chomakom shechein sover harambam v'amachaber. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, halacha l'maisa. One should be machmir, like the Rambam and the Machaber. All musical instruments are prohibited. What's unique about this Rav Moshe is that Rav Moshe actually addresses the fact that the Ramah is metal. Rav Moshe says, but if you look carefully in the sugya, he thinks the pshat is not like the Ramah. And therefore he's machmir for Ashkenazim, as well as Sfardim, like the Mechaber and the Rambam, against the Ramah. Which puts Sfardim and Ashkenazim in the same boat. Rav Moshe Feinstein would say, halacha l'maisa. No concerts, no musical instruments, unless it's a Purim Mesiba, or a wedding, perhaps a Hanukkah Mesiba, a situation where you're trying to get people involved in Torah Yiras Shemayim, it would be prohibited to be exposed to musical instruments.
Benefit concerts for...
Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's the next truva. Rav Moshe does make that caveat as well, one other situation. It says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll tell you something else. A further chumra and a kula. It says, Rav Moshe in source 9, even if you want to say, you push me into a corner, say, rely on the Ramah, Rav Moshe, you're an Ashkenazi. If you're an Ashkenazi, rely on the Ramah that says that you're allowed to listen to music as long as it's not part of your normal routine. Says Rav Moshe, yeah, you know what the Ramah meant? Ramah meant, if you have a single violin player who plays nice music, or you like playing piano lessons, that's permissible. Chazal didn't prohibit that. But what if you have a symphony, a philharmonic, or Mordechai Ben David, says Rav Moshe, even the Ramah, he said that's prohibited. Source 9, Berabim, Shul Simcha Yisera, if it's for causes tremendous simcha. You're together with everyone else. Mistaber sha'afla ramah. Even up into the ramah. Simen tuf for samach sif gimel. Shemetil. Mishen aradil. Strip to the bolds. Nire sheyasur bichibus rabin. Says Rav Moshe, I think, even the ramah that says that there's a situation in which it's mutter, would say that if you go to a concert, where it's meant to be a super simcha, that's prohibited even when it's the Ramah. So Rav Moshe squeezes out the last bit of hope here. We said Rav Moshe is machmir, like the Machaber and the Rambam that say that all musical instruments are prohibited. But at least for Ashkenazi, not like Rav Moshe, if you're not talking about Rav Moshe, but at least the Ramatra line that says that it's permissible if it's something which is not normal, comes along with Rav Moshe, says even the Ramah joins the concerts are prohibited. If it's L'kibbutz Rabin, if it's for people coming together for the music, it is absolutely prohibited. Don't tell this to Hesk.
Wait, but maybe Hesk is considered Dvar Mitzvah.
So Rav Moshe happens to write with dinner, for a dinner. In Rav Moshe, he always uses interesting words. Yiddish, he always... Dalad Yud Nun Ayin Reish, dinner. Rav Moshe says, for a dinner, for tzedakah, perhaps that's permissible. It's a stretch. Rav Moshe says, that's permissible. What you have to say is, the Hesk concert, did Rav Moshe really mean that? I'm not sure. Okay, perhaps. Right, okay, perhaps that's true. That's true. So, you're right. Perhaps in a situation where it's going to raise money, directly for tzedakah, it would be permissible.
Would
and maybe benefit concerts would be permissible. Oh, okay.
So almost all fantastic. The series that we go to, use psukim from Tanakh, and that's what they...
Fantastic. So let's take that point that you're making and run with it.
Or from tefillah.
Yes, absolutely. Which might be other problems, making tefillah into songs. But either way, it might help us in this situation. Yes.
Yeah.
It might at least help us here. Let's see, so the point that you're making very beautifully, Chazalivi, that the idea of having Jewish content might be very helpful. We saw that the Rambam that talked about the dispensation for Shirei Kodesh comes from the Rif, who quoted Gaon. Which Gaon? This Gaon is from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, which is source 10. Let's look in Tshuvas HaGaonim, which is going to provide one Kula explicitly, and one Kula perhaps implicitly. Kula explicitly is, says the Gaonim, Minad in the bold, call Yisrael, the Batei Mishtos, Minach and Old Chayisho, even in parties, Stam. The Kolstein base Chas and Mikala, Shemesamchin, Bikolos, Shal Simcha. For Omrim, Divishiros, Vishbachos, Vishbachos, Vishbachos. Yes. Says the Gaonim, if the content is that of Shiros, Vishbachos, in fact, in the non bold, we're not going to read it inside, you're welcome to skim it. The Gaonim point out, if the content is about Mashiach, or praising Hashem, or Jewish content, ideas that reflect the past, present, or future of the Jewish people, that's permissible. So yes, the Gaonim, which seems to be a source of the Rif, and then the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, that say that if there's Jewish content about praising Hashem, or being other people, then it's permissible. You might think, Jewish music started, there are two groups that really started Jewish music the way we know it, what they call Hasidic music, of course, the Rebbe Shlomo Karbach, who started with a lot of Hislavos, as well as the groups such as the Rabbi's Sons and Zveiklus that also were songs that people sang around in order to encourage themselves with Yerush Shemayim and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they call perhaps contemporary Hasidic music. So if there's content which is more of a person to Yerush Shemayim, or to feel connected to God, or to have more covenant with Tefillah, it seems like the Gaonim say that's permissible, and that indeed is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So one might argue that a lot of the content of today's music, which has a Jewish focus, which is Ma'orer Yerushimayim, might be permissible.
Even with instruments?
It's unclear. We don't know one way or the other. That's a good point. But that's explicit in the Donan. Let's turn back to the implied point. Look at the contrast. The Donan are comparing, on the one hand, music which is prohibited. Prohibited means music which is really what we call Jewish content. But look what's prohibited. Says the Gaonim, skipping to the bottom in the bowl, Aval Zimra, Zimra, which means even instruments, seems to imply instruments, to Aser Mar Ukva, says the Gaonim, what did Mar Ukva prohibit? Dvarim She'enam Keseder Hazeh, it's matters that are not like this order. Elenadinos, songs shall Avas Adam Lechavero, love from man to his friend. And by the way, when the Onim did not seem to be inappropriate songs. If you think back, if you're a fan of Shakespeare, Shakespeare's sonnets, Shakespeare has hundreds of sonnets, which were methods of expression of affection from him to his friends, to his male friends. Avas Adam Lechavero does not mean something which is inappropriate, it just means love in a very appropriate sense. But says the Onim, that's not Torah. Ballads which talk about heroes. A person who's very beautiful or a person who's very strong. So these types of things. The Arabs have Ashar al Ghazal, Arabic phrase for ballads. It's not only prohibited with musical instruments, it's even prohibited with mouth. So look at the contrast. So the Onim, what's permitted? Shiros v'shabachos to Hashem. What is prohibited? Pointless ballads, songs of heroes, perhaps one might say operas, situations where you just have pointless entertainment.
Yeah. But that there's a major... The also. It says, Al tismach Yisrael gil ba'amin.
That
fits exactly with
good.
The pasuk.
Good. But there's a major lacuna. Something's missing. So we already pointed out that, let's say, music that might arguably, Mordechai Medeva type of music, which is has a Jewish content, would be permissible explicitly in the Donim. Things that are totally non-Jewish are prohibited, but there's a major gray area in the middle. What if I go to the Symphonia, the Philharmonic, figure, life in 2014, is so stressful, I just need time to relax. In fact, if it wasn't stressful enough, having snowfalls every day that you have to shovel or get your tire out makes it more stressful. I just need to relax. I go to the Philharmonic. Which one am I? Am I closer to Shiros and Shavuotos to Hashem? Or am I just listening to ballads that are just pointless? One might argue, you're right, it's not direct Shiros and Shavuotos, but the real intent of the Gaonim is that if it's for an ulterior motive, for something which is going to be beneficial, or helpful, or help you in life, that's not pointless. That's permissible. What did Chazal prohibit? Ms. Anik Bioser, just to relax and have a fine experience, a cultural experience. That is prohibited, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber. But if your intent is to relax, or to help you to decompress, to de-stress, to relax those situations, you're right, they're not for Shios and Shishbachas. The point is not Shios and Shishbachas. The point is there a point? Is there an ulterior motive, or is it just because you want to appreciate the culture? If it's as an art form, just to appreciate the music, that's prohibited, according to the Mechaber and the Rambam, because that's extra pleasure reserved only for times the Jews have a Beis HaMikdash. But if it's for an ulterior motive, whether it's to increase awareness of Yiras Shemayim, such as the explicit point of the Mechaber, or it's just enjoy and de-stress and relax, those ulterior motives are not to enjoy music per se, but it's to relax. That's permissible according to the Donim, which would mean that according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, even though they're the most machmirim, they wouldn't say it's a problem to listen to music in order to have a more pleasant day or to put yourself in a better mood.
The other gap seems to be just what about straight up instrumental music? It's either that you're talking about shows with tishbachos or praise. Right, so it's not
perhaps
that you're de-stressing.
Perhaps.
There's no content.
Correct. So if you're right. So if you're focused on the content, if you focus on the content, then you're right. Then it's you have to see, is the content something which is going to be permissible or not. But if the point is, if it's for an ulterior motive or not, then, which I think if you read carefully the Gaonim, they're trying to contrast. If it's just silly, silly is, we don't do things that are silly. If it's for a purpose which is more high and something ulterior, then it's permissible, which would mean even musical instruments would be permissible if it's for something which is a higher purpose.
The original Gemara talks about the Bakum Suda. Are we?
Rashi added Suda.
But so, I mean, the context here is the Shir La Yishti Yayin.
No, that was only one pasuk. Al Tismach Yisrael Gilamin doesn't mention Yayin.
Correct.
That was the first pasuk.
You're right. That is correct. So that you're pointing out that it seems to be Mashmos in the Gemara like Rashi, as opposed to Tosfos. Rashi says Beis Hamishta, but Tosfos seems to say it's true in any situation. So you're right. There is Mashmos in the Gemara like Rashi, but once Tosfos says it's true in any situation, it's hard to then restrict it only to Beis HaMishtos, except for Rashi.
You have the exquisite voice, or a person who is an unbelievable violinist or pianist, there's an aspect of recognizing the gift given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this individual, which you can really appreciate, not just the sounds of the music,
absolutely,
but the aspect of Todah Hashem.
You're absolutely right. That's true. It is indeed a tremendous bracha. So one might argue that there is a gray area which is unclear, that all the purposes, such as an art form, which is not just mis'aneh to make myself forget about the korban, but to enjoy either the brachos Hashem gives people, or to enjoy life, to remove some of the stresses, are all situations which might be arguably permissible. Let's just hold off, because time is getting late, and I'm not sure we have time to finish, and then I'd love to hear your comments afterwards, please. So if you accept this argument that the Gaonim really are the bookends, ulterior motive is permissible. Shiros and Shabbakos, what the Gaonim say, they really mean any ulterior motive. And it is something which is absolutely just vulgar in a very pristine sense, vulgar meaning just simple, then it's prohibited, then we might have a way to be miyashiv a lot of our contemporary music. Not only half concerts, which might be for a purpose of mitzvah, or might have Jewish content, but even if I'm going to a philharmonic because I just enjoy and want to relax, it might be that's permissible. Rav Moshe seems to say that's prohibited, but perhaps with the Gaonim, we could consider that within the gray area. It seems to be there are 1.5 Gemaras that might hint to this as well. Look at the Gemara, Maseches Sota, that talks about music. Gemara gives 3 examples of music that's prohibited. 3 examples of music, 2 that are prohibited, 1 that's two that's permissible, 1 that's prohibited. 11. Amar Rav Huna. Zimra, Denavdi Udevakri Shari. Music of people that are working in the dock and trying to pull in the boats as they get to the dock. Very tough work. And they sing in order to make their movements rhythmic or to keep their spirits up is permissible. Bakri, church is Bakar. Those that are involved as with the cattle, those that are involved in home on the range, they are going to be permissible to sing as well. So the Gemara says that's okay. Look at the contrast. The Gardoi, rope spinners, usher. So it sounds like that the Gemara is telling us people that are doing hard backbreaking work are allowed to sing. Gardoi, if it's just they're doing simple rope spinning, then it's prohibited. What's the difference? It's all part of the malacha. Sounds like the Gemara means no. If they're doing it for part of their job, or to keep their spirits up, or to make their movements more rhythmic, that's an ulterior motive, that's permissible. If it's a situation where they just whistle while you work, come on, just have a good time, that's prohibited, it sounds like. So, the Gemara seems to be telling us, depends on the situation, if it's for an ulterior motive, permissible, if it's just to enjoy, that is not appropriate. It seems like that's the intent of the Gemara. Then, look at Gemara and Shabbos, this is the half Gemara. It's not proof, because this Gemara is referring to a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But what's astounding about this Gemara is that Gemara is referring to the power of music. The first part of the Gemara might be well known. In the bold, Ein Hashkina Shora, Shkina does not exist. When does the Shkina come to a person? When we talk Atzvos, not from sadness. When we talk aslus, not amidst laziness. When we talk schok, not from frivolity. When we talk talus rosh, lightheadedness. When we talk sticha, not from idle schmoozing. When we talk dvar metelim, not from matter of nothingness. Ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. When does shchina come? From simcha shel mitzvah. Based on this Gemara, we say ashrei before and Mincha, so we are omeid lispalo, we talk to our mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah is what causes the Shekhinah to be shorah. This is the Gemara. If you want the Shekhinah, you need simcha shel mitzvah. Stop the Gemara there for a second. What would you say, if I said to you, simcha shel mitzvah, what would you think that means? What's an example of simcha shel mitzvah?
Chasen.
Okay, chasen, that's great.
Purim,
good. What about even simpler? Taking lulav on Sukkos, and I take lulav, and I feel so happy to do a mitzvah, then the Shekhinah to Mishorah. Like the menorah, such a beautiful experience, the Shekhinah to Mishorah. That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That sounds like, I'm sure you can think of other examples, either the extremes or even not extremes, involvement in a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, What's Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Shenemar, because it says in Melachim Beis that Elisha was in a very difficult situation with Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda. He was so upset at him, he couldn't have the Shechina. So Elisha, in order to have the Nebuah, Bishara on him again, said, V'ata t'chuli menagein. Bring a person who's going to play music for me, said Elisha. V'hayak menagein ha-menagein. When the person who played music, V'ati Allah v'yad Hashem. Then the Shechina was Shara. Elisha was in a very upset state because of the political state of affairs. The Jews, during times of the Malachim Aleph and Beis, unfortunately were very, very embarrassingly of the Zara and had totally perverted morals. Elisha, as the leader, was involved with that. And it was frustrating. So frustrating, says the Navi, he couldn't have the Shechina, Bishorah. How did Elisha cure himself from this frustration? He had a music player come and play music. Once he played the beautiful music, the Shechina was Shorah. That is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Isn't it striking? Isn't it amazing? It doesn't say that Elisha took lulav, went to a wedding, Elisha kept Shabbos, and the mitzvah itself caused such simcha that he was able to have the Shechina. Elisha had music played, that music caused him simcha, then the Shechina was able to be shor. An amazing testimony to what music does. That there was no mitzvah then, asher, kiddushanu mitzvah sov, itzivanu l'shma el music. It was just that music was played. Once music was played for Elisha, he was able to have the Shechina. That, the Gemara calls Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The mitzvah is having the Shechina Bishara. But the Simcha was the music of a Torah context because it led to the Shechina. Now, of course, the Gemara is referring to a time that there was a Beis HaMikdash. The Malachim, for most of the Malachim, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and Elisha was involved. Malchi Yehuda had a Beis HaMikdash, Malchi Yisrael were unfortunately not involved in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was still there. There was no Gzeira about Korban HaBayis then. So this doesn't show you're allowed to listen to music once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What it does show is the power of music. Music can be music just to enjoy, or music that is the only example, the Gemara quotes, of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha Shel Mitzvah means a situation where you use music for an ulterior motive to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is this proof to the point we're saying? No, just talking about times of the Beis HaMikdash. But the concept that music can actually bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in this Gemara, whether you're a Litvak or a Chassid, black and white in the Gemara, that music can bring you closer. Music has an ulterior motive of causing Simcha. Arguably, if this is how powerful music is, one might say that if you go to the Philharmonic once in a while to just relax and to calm your nerves, likewise that's permissible. I would argue that in today's day and age, people usually are so tense and unfortunately so rushed and so stressed that most music people listen to is for this purpose, the ulterior motive, as opposed to just in order to enjoy what Chazal were prohibiting in the days of old. Perhaps this would even allow us to go to concerts. So far we've seen several reasons to go to concerts. Number one, if it's considered shiur with Shabbat Hashem. Number two, the Gaonim that it's for an ulterior motive. And then I just was buttressing that based on the Gemara and Sotah, the Gemara and Shabbos, that there can be ulterior motives of music which might be permissible not under the purview of Chazal's prohibition. What about if I'm listening to music on my phone or in the car, music which is coming from an iPod, it's recorded. Even if it's live, it's coming piped through a radio. Was that ever included in Chazal's prohibition? So arguably, depends that you have to ask the companies that make speakers nowadays. They try to tell you that it's better to listen to, if you have good speakers in your car or in your home entertainment center, it could be better or as good as a concert. It's not the same experience, but musically, it rivals it. So, is that prohibited or not? The Chavtos Yaakov, Dain Breisch from Switzerland, wrote several decades ago, before iPods ever existed, before Steve Jobs ever had a job, he says, the Chavtos Yaakov, I think you can be made on all electronic music. Yesh o svar gdo in the bowl of lahatzir. There's another reason to say that it's permissible. What is that? Kevin v'shas ha'gzeira, when Chazal prohibited music, they prohibited vocals and musical instruments. What did they clearly not prohibit?
Radios.
Why? They weren't there. They weren't invented yet. Shas of Zera, Lester, Azimra, Mitam, Avelus, Vahoy, Yadayan, Haradio. V'chal gzera al radio. L'maise, could've, should've, would've, did, but didn't, because it just wasn't around. So this is a technical loophole. Chazal probably would've asked for iPods and music that was electronic, but it wasn't around. You can't say that it's usher. So, Dain Breisch does point out, he says, yes, it's not that I'm telling everyone, go rah rah, go listen to radios, but what are people going to do? You're going to tell them not to listen to all music? It's hard to say. That's a very valid svara to make a l'chora. And says Dain Breisch, don't tell me, no, but what about the fact that the piano was only invented in Italy in the 1500s? And violin was only invented 1,000 years ago? They weren't around in the days of Chazal? No, but Lamaisa, they didn't have a violin, they had something similar. They had string instruments, they had wind instruments. The concept existed since time immemorial.
Instruments.
Right, but the idea of an electronic representation of a musical instrument is something which is a totally chadashos, mikara vo, it's tanu chadashos, totally different. That was never prohibited altogether. This is Dain Breisch says, all music which is artificially reproduced is permissible. He's not happy about it, but at least he says it's a very valid tool to have.
Make a microphone too?
Sorry?
He doesn't
say. Right? He doesn't say that. One might argue, friends, if you listen to Megillah, what's your approach for the grandmother who can't hear Havdalah situation on the telephone? So if you're Mako and grandmother can't hear Havdalah on the telephone, you pull her up. Well, you can't listen to music on the phone. What microphone? Right, please. Cheshbonos, you have to make. For Moshe Feinstein has a middle approach. So Moshe Feinstein in Source 15, Shara. Adei Radia says, Ramosha, a radio is a real representation of whatever originated the music. Adei Radia, im nishma zimmer de puma mutter. If it's vocals, it's considered vocals. Im ikli zemer aser. If it's considered musical instruments, it's aser. So Ramosha says no. He thinks that it's prohibited. Whatever you're hearing through the radio is just the medium which is going to reproduce the original sound. If it's instruments. If it's vocals, then it's vocal. So according to Rav Moshe, it's not so permissible. If something which is prohibited, then instrumentals are going to be prohibited even on the iPod.
This might be off topic, but is this cool of Rav Moshe also Gabe Kalisha?
So Rav Moshe, to the best of my knowledge, does not say, but they quote from Brister Rav, not known to be one of the Meitilim. They ask Brister Rav, there's a discussion, the Gemara in the Kedushin talks about Kol B'Isha Erva. So Kol B'Isha Erva, does that mean Kol singing or Kol talking? So if you want to be machmer, it even means Kol talking. They ask Mr. Rav if you're allowed to listen to the radio in Israel. You have Toysom Yerushalayim Shalom Rav. They have Chadashot, beep, 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 and you hear what's going on in the news. If there's a woman, that's Kol B'Isha Erva. So Mr. Rav said, Nein! This is Kol Chefza. This is Kol Gavra. It's an object. So if that's a Bikula that look might apply even for Kol Isha. You can hear beautiful opera. According to Mr. Rav, Bukhara, if it's. This is Al Mipi Shmua, so you can't necessarily draw any best, that's what they say. For emotion, to the best of my knowledge, does not address it. So, we've seen that the concept of symphonies, music, concerts, is not so simple. Machaber prohibits, yet we had reasons to perhaps say it's permissible, even according to the Machaber. Ramosha Feinstein says one should rely on the Machaber, which makes it even more formidable for Ashkenazim. Yet perhaps we are suggesting for ulterior motives to relax and to enjoy a little bit is permissible. And what about artificially reproduced electronic music? Dain Breisch's Meito, Rav Moshe Feinstein still says it would be subject to the same prohibition. It's well known that even if you're Meito for listening to music, there are two times a year that you should not listen to music. During the 3 weeks, Ashkenazim, and during Sfira. Where does that come from? Well, barring the past 50 years, almost nowhere. Let's see this development. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Surah 16, Nodin Shalalisa Isha, by Pesach Latzeres. We have a prohibition not to get married during Sfira, Adlad Omer. Mepnesha Osas Man Mesu Tamidir Abitiva. That we know that. Mia Milad Omer Lachadol Shari. You're allowed to get married after Adlad Omer. What does the Shulchan Aruch prohibit on Sfira? Getting married. Of course, taking haircuts as well, shaving. Those are the two prohibitions related to hair and getting married. Similarly, in a parallel context, the Ramah tells us in Siman Tov Kufnun Aleph, which deals with the 3 weeks, Nodin Lahachmir, Shein Nosim Miyuzayin B'Tamuz Ve'elech. We don't get married from Shabbos B'Tamuz till Tisha B'Av. In both contexts, the only thing the Shulchan Aruch prohibits is getting married. Nowhere in all Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Ramah, does it distress listening to music. the Magen Avraham in both places, source 18 and 19, paralleling 3 weeks and Sfira, says nearly, says the Ramah, stooping to the bold, the end of part 18, Lasos Ripudim Umcholos Nodu Eser. Not only is it a prohibition to have a wedding, but to dance. Ripudim, Mcholos, dances, circle dances, or any other type of dance is prohibited. So Mechaber said weddings, says the Magen Avraham, any dancing. The Magen Avraham in Source 19 reflects the same idea as far as 3 weeks. Ripudim Umcholos. So keep in mind what we've seen so far. Mechaber and Ramah say weddings. Magen Avraham in both places by the 3 weeks, and Sfira says dancing. Nothing about music yet. Says the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham. What happens if you're a klezmer musician? Klezmer, of course, is really Yiddish. It's a combination of two words, klezmer. Klezmer. You're a klezmer musician. You play for non-Jews. Your parnasa during Sfira, during the 3 weeks, is to play. So says the Prima Gadim, Yisrael, Sheparnasaso klezmer, he's a klezmer musician. Etel Eino Yisrael, Blesa Mishta, he's hired by non-Jews at a party. Yira'eh, it seems, today Panasaso Shari. In order to make a living, he's allowed to play music. The first one to ever even entertain the concept of playing music being prohibited during Sfira or the 3 weeks is the Prima Gadim, saying that a klezmer musician is allowed to play for Parnasa at a party. For Goyim. But what does the Prima Gadim not say? If you want to play music yourself, let's say, is there a prohibition? As Rav Willard argues, it's possible this Prima Gadim is referring to a context where there's a wild party, and you're the musician, that's inappropriate. It's largely an extension of Ripudim Mecholos. Whether you're dancing or by the sidelines and they're dancing, that's prohibited in general for Jews. If it's your parnasa, it's permissible. But what if I want to just play music, want to play violin, want to play karbach, want to just listen to music itself? No one prohibits it whatsoever. The closest we have, again, Mechaber Ramah is weddings. Magen Avraham in both places, 3 weeks, and Sfira adds dances. Zok the Prima Gadim, what if there are dances going on and you're playing the music? That's permissible for Parnassa. Implication is that's not permissible if it's not for Parnassa. But nor does it say that playing a musical instrument itself is prohibited. Who was one of the first to prohibit it? Rav Moshe Feinstein, verse 21, says, Rav Moshe, if you don't like my Chumrah the rest of the year, in the same truth with Dr. Press, you may Sfira, yesh lesor, vizim b'demana afu ma'atirin. Even if you want to be Mekel, at least don't listen during Sfira. Is there an actual chapter and verse here to prohibit it? No. Rav Moshe is really saying, come on, it's prohibited the whole year. You don't like that, at least Sfira and the 3 weeks don't be Mekel. But is there a real source for it? One might argue, not.
According to this, we don't even know. The Mechaber, Rambam for that matter, might actually say it's also to do it even...
The whole year.
For Panosa.
For Panosa, right.
Panosa.
Right, it's unclear. Right. And the last one, Tzitz Eliezer also says, L'dayti, mitevan shebevena mitzarim, asur dam rikudim al-cholo, since it's prohibited to listen to dance during the 3 weeks and Sfira, you can't even have artificially reduced music. This is Tzitz Eliezer. Why is he writing this as a tshuva?
For the dancing.
Because
acapella.
So yeah, it's hard to know. So that's a big question. Now acapella music says on it, only using human voice, ask your postik if it's permissible. So it's not so prohibited, it's not so simple, why should I prohibit it in the first place? Meaning you can also have a full musical CD, say on it, using only musical instruments and voice, ask your positive to be listening during the 3 weeks or during Sfira. Because Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer both say it's prohibited to listen to music during the Sfira and the 3 weeks. One might argue, as some contemporary post-Jim, it's only if you're dancing or you're in a situation where it's very happy, but to listen to music stam is perhaps completely permissible. One might argue, even if you don't hold like these postmen that say that it's all music is permissible during the 9 days, the 3 weeks, and Sfira, because Shulchan Aruch does not prohibit it unless it's with dancing, one might say, what if you're exercising? And you want to listen to music to exercise, or you're driving, and you find yourself nodding off to sleep, especially if you keep the mitzvah min haTorah of going, be'alisem, you should go up to the Catskills every weekend in the summer, and during the 3 weeks you want to go up and you're nodding off on a late Thursday night, then listening to music is not in order to enjoy, it's in order to keep you up. One might say that everyone says it's permissible because it's really for an ulterior motive, even during the Sfira and the 3 weeks.
I recall reading, reading an article that Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal specifically said you could listen to music while you exercise for the pacing.
There we go.
So let's review.
Right. So you see, he says you should exercise. So just review what we've seen today. We've seen the Gemara that tells us that one is prohibited from listening to music altogether, whether it's the mana, whether it's kli or the puma, whether it's mouth, always prohibited. Rashi says only based on mishnah, only if it's at a party, like you pointed out. So if it's in a party, it doesn't really impact us unless you're at a party. Tosa says no, if it's part of your normal routine. Tosa also says the kula if it's part of shir shel mitzvah. How do we paskin? Mechaber and Rama both say that music was always prohibited if it's music which is played by an instrument. And if it's something which is just vocal, it's only prohibited with wine. But the Mechaber also tells us if it's shiras v'shvachos, that's permissible. Rama says it's only a problem if it's part of your normal routine. So it sounds like from what we've seen that Shnazim say as long as it's part of your not part of your routine, that's permissible. And the Sfaradim would have to be machmir no matter what. I had a friend back in yeshiva who was Sfaradi, and as he became more mature, he got rid of all his CDs. He said Ramosha Asers. Now really he didn't need to say Ramosha Asers, he was a Sfaradi, he could have said Machaber and Rama Aser. Machaber and Rama Aser. But either way, that sounds like it's a very good approach. If you're Sfaradi, you should not listen to any music, it sounds like. And Ashkenazim, as long as it's not part of your routine. Comes along, Ramosha says, sorry, even Ashkenazim should be Machmer like the Machaber and Rama, which seems to reject all music. What do we do then? Umetzinu. To do it. So we've seen, first of all, the Gaon, which is really quoted by the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, seems to have several clues. Number one, Shal Mitzvah. If it's Shiras V'Tishvachos, that's permissible, which might mean that much of Jewish music could be argued to be part of Shiras V'Tishvachos. That would be permissible, maybe even according to the Machaber and the Rambam. I was arguing that perhaps the gray area in the Gaonim is that if it's for an ulterior motive, even if it's not Shiras V'Tishvachos per se, in its most limited sense, but the concept is to relax or to enjoy and decompress from the stresses of life, perhaps it's permissible even according to Mechaber and the Rambam, because that's more like Shiras V'Tishvachos. Look in contrast. Contrasts are ballads that are just silly, that's inappropriate. But things that are more for a higher purpose, that would be permissible. And that's buttressed by the fact that Gemara says, on the one hand, people that are doing heavy work can sing. People that are doing light work shouldn't. Light work is just to enjoy. But heavy work, it helps to distract you from the heavy work. That's permissible. I then highlighted the fact that Gemara says that Elisha, what is the pristine example, the only example, in fact, that Gemara quotes of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, listening to music. So you see, although that was during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the concept of music having a higher purpose, one might argue that it's not only Hebrew national that can put music at a higher authority. And then the question is, what about halakha l'maisa, the iPods and artificial music? We have the Ayin Breish that says that was never included in the Zera, the Chalkos Yaakov, because it wasn't around then. Rav Moshe says, no, it's a faithful reproduction. If it's vocals, it's vocals. If it's music for an instrument, then it's an instrument. And he would say, then one should be matamir, even listening to iPods or artificially reproduced music. Sfira and Bein HaMetzarim, big question mark. Mechaber, Ramah, no one really asks music itself. The closest we have is the Prima Gadim that says that if it's part of your parnasin, a concept of rekudim and mecholos, dancing, that's prohibited. Rav Moshe says, come on, tastily, at least give me the fact that music is also the whole year. If you don't want to give me that, at least don't do it during Sfira and the 3 weeks. Others say, no, it's mutar legamri, even music that is recorded, or perhaps even live music during the 3 weeks and Sfira. And Sir Eliezer says that it's prohibited as well. It's like Rekudim and Mecholos. But one might argue there's no source altogether to prohibit music the whole year, and certainly not during the 3 weeks and Sfira. And we conclude with the fact that even if you're going to be from those that are asked for music during the 3 weeks and Sfira, it might be for an ulterior motive, such as exercise, or to help study, or to help do some sort of driving, or to remove the boredom of day-to-day housework, then it's permissible. But hopefully, Bezin Hashem, the entire studio should be obsolete. As the Gemara says, the only reason we have to deal with the issue of music is because we're not zocha to have Beis HaMikdash. But we should be zocha, as we said, Hayom Ramishim L'Shabbos, instead of Shibol Hayu Halvim Omrim, to have the Leviim with their gorgeous song, Bimheira, be
amen.
Next week, we will be having normal Kol Yom Rishon. Rabbi Goldach and Rabbi Tabbas will be speaking on next Sunday evening. Or is it this Sunday evening? Next Sunday evening, there is a program at Mount Sinai about identifying and preventing abuse in our community. And everybody's invited to go to the Shabbat cell, which I believe already began. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, an hour and a half to get my car out of the ice.